Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, I had somebody send me a message with a, what some will think is a crazy proposition, but what others might think makes a lot of sense. I'll get into that in just a moment. This leads into that, though. This is a perfect lead into it. So, Senator John Fetterman was on CBS Mornings today, and he was asked about the government shutdown and the eight Democrats who voted not like the other eight Democrats, where he was one of them, and he's the one that's consistently done it. Well, anyway, they chatted. He said this.
You've been voting with Republicans to reopen the government. Now some of your fellow Democrats have decided to join you and we're on a path to reopening. What do you think changed the minds of your colleagues to make them see things the way you've been seeing them?
I think collectively within the caucus, they realized this has to end. And now the kinds of mass chaos now that we've been facing. And, you know, I've been one of the very few that have been voting consistently from the beginning that it's always wrong to shut our government down.
Mm-hmm. And he has. Right? And a little more from CBS this morning.
The key demand was about the Affordable Care Act. You know, some people call it Obamacare. What will happen with that now under this situation that you all are proposing? What happens to it?
What I'm hopeful is that we are going to create those kinds of extensions. But we have to negotiate with the Republicans because America decided to put us in the minority.
There we go. Fetterman, stern, strong, to the point. And for some, will be a traitor. That's the way that it works in a two-party system. And right on cue, I was checking my mentions today, right? And somebody who I absolutely respect his opinion, he had sent me a message on social media. And he's a very heavy Democrat, okay? And so he was surveying the scene, and he sent me this message. Nothing screams eliminate the party system entirely and vote for the best person like the shutdown did. These political shenanigans will continue until people are voted into office based on who they are and not what party they belong to. Let me read you that again real quick. Nothing screams eliminate the party system entirely and vote for the best person like the shutdown did. These political shenanigans will continue until people are voted into office based on who they are and not what party they belong to. Do you believe that? I do. And I think those are great words. So in looking at that, like I know last Tuesday, we could go today. When I went and voted, there's no partisan line. I look at the person and I say, okay, will this person be a good judge? Will that person be a good judge? Will this person be a good town commissioner? Why in the hell are we even denoting party for school board anyway? But what's this person all about? And my ballot was, there's a D here, there's an R here, there's an R here, there's a D, an R, an R. It is what it is. It's about research. It's about figuring out who that person is. And it's about finding the best, most proficient, qualified candidate for that job. But unfortunately, we're now in a position, we have been for a long time, and it's why we're in this rut, this shutdown, because far too many people can't get out of that. And here's the other thing. Fetterman and the other seven are seen as brave by some and traitors by others for simply doing what they felt was the best thing for all Americans. They're not voted in by just some people, or they're not sworn to serve just some people, I should say. They're sworn to serve all of them. But then it is something that is seen as this big noble move that they decided to serve all of them. Or on the other hand, it's something that's traitorous that they decide that they're going to serve everybody. So getting back to that, and that's the crux of it, at 866-391-1020, I want to talk to you. Is this a tipping point for you? We're never going to eliminate the party system. But if you could blow it up and do it all over again, if you could start politics and take one thing out of it, this is a compelling argument to me. We wouldn't be in the situation that we were in, that we are in. We just wouldn't. If there was no party system, and you know, there are some countries where they have 10 parties, and it dilutes it some, and maybe that has essentially kind of like the same effect. But if you got rid of the party system, we wouldn't be here. There's no way. You know why? Because there wouldn't be an expectation of John Fetterman. The expectation of John Fetterman and everybody else would be do the best for everybody who potentially can vote for you. And that's the way that, for me, it should be. You know, I wake up today and I go through the stuff and I spend my mornings reading and researching and doing that after I get the kids off to school. And the way that John Fetterman in particular, and then these other seven now who jumped on, many of them are retiring and they're not up to be voted in again or not voted in again anyway. So they had kind of nothing to lose. But the way that John Fetterman has no gray area because of this vote, that people either see him as this conquering hero or people see him as this turncoat is insane to me. When anybody with a brain, I think, looks at it and goes, oh, okay. Like, he wanted to get people back to work. He wanted to make sure people got fed. He wanted to make and allow members of the military, who are our strongest, best, and most dedicated, to not have their wives wait in a bread line somewhere. So that's not heroic, nor is it turncoat stuff. It's just freaking logic, man. But because of that two-party system, we have to play on one team or the other. And it gets back to, again, if you play on one team, you got to hate the other. You play on this team, you hate that team. You play on that team, you hate this team. And that's just the way that it works. There's been no more compelling argument, maybe in history, than the last 40 days for blowing this whole thing up from a two-party system. We're not ever going to. But if you could just vote for people and people could do their job based on who they are, what they want to get done, as opposed to what party they belong to, it'd be a much better place. It just would be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.